Hey y'all, it's your girl, the Ghetto Mother Goose, and I'm back with something. First things first, I want to wish y'all all much prosperity. And secondly, I think what I'm going to do with this channel is I'm going to speak on things that are just current, things that are going on in my life, and things that I just feel. So it'll be a big little, just a big mush of shit, basically. So, I definitely want to speak on this. I definitely want to speak on the situation that's going on with this guy. So, basically, damn, I can't really give y'all the names and shit. Because my phone's on airplane mode right now when I'm recording. Because when I don't have it on airplane mode, if I get a phone call or something, it stops the thing. And I'm still kind of new to this, so I don't know how to like do it in parts and segments. So what winds up happening is I just wind up losing the file. So I just figured that it's best for me to put it on airplane mode, and this way I won't get no interruptions, and I can just get out what I want to say. So, with me being a transgender woman, and I won't always keep saying that, but I just like to, especially now since I'm new, just lay down the shit so you know what time it is when you come to this motherfucking channel. Okay? So, if I have new subscribers, welcome y'all. Share the video if you care. Share it for somebody that you may know. Share it just to share it to get the word out because you never know who it can help. So I was looking up. I recently, maybe like a month or so ago, I heard about not a month, but maybe like 2 months ago, I heard about this thing or whatever. This cross dresser. Dressing up and pretending to be a woman on Tinder. Now, at first, I was just like, okay, whatever. You know, whatever, whatever. But then, when I heard about it or whatever, I was like, I was telling my mother. I was like, 'cause she's super supportive. I was like, if I was on a jury for that case, I would say that he's not, not guilty. And that's with me being a transgender female. You know what I'm saying? And my mother was looking at me mad crazy. Like, why would you not Why would you say that he wouldn't be here? That he's innocent and all this and all that. And I was saying because now, mind you, I've been in situations where I played cunt, which means I act like a cisgender female, and for whatever reason, it still wasn't right. But I not even know, but. I was I pretended to be a cisgender female, and even with that knowing, I still have the same feelings that I'm about to express with y'all for myself. So my mother was like, why would you say that he's not okay, fine. My mother said, why would you say that he's not guilty? And I was telling my mother, I'm like, it's because I mean, my belief is my life is already written. So I feel like it's really no choices. You get what I'm saying? Like, I can't make no choices because shit is already lined out for me. I'm gonna go the way that the creator tells me to go. I just feel as though that a choice was taken away from the person, you know? Like, you can't, like, it's just like, you can't choose something for somebody, and you can't also tell them how to react to finding out some shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like hitting somebody and they're telling them they can't. It's like if you punch somebody and then they get a gun and shoot you, who's wrong? The person who punched them or the person who shot them? It's like you can't dictate somebody's reaction to your actions. So, on that note, it's like, I just feel like it wasn't right. Now, mind you, I was watching Crime, listening to Crime Watch Daily, and it was saying how, he got charged with second degree of murder because in the state of Virginia, I feel like in a lot of other states too, first degree murder is based on intent, like you intended to kill somebody, you know. So, because the intent wasn't there, it was second-degree murder. And it's like, I understand, ladies, you get what I'm saying, that we want to, you know, feel like, you know, it feels good. It feels good to us. It feels good to me. It feels good to me when, you know, I see a guy, whatever, and I'm kikiing with him. Kikiing means talking. I'm kikiing with him and shit. And he don't know my T. T meaning my, you know, my breakdown or whatever. He don't know the real or whatever. Like, that shit feels good, you know? Like, it's a boost to the ego. And sometimes our boost of ego can result in, if known, can result in the breaking of someone else's, or the breaking of someone's confidence, or the breaking of someone's security. Because it's like, for a person, even, and that's how I can understand, even though I don't agree with it, I understand how men can get mad when they approach a transgender female and then they find out that she's not a transgender female. Because see, it's deeper than, oh, you just mad because whatever, whatever. No, they mad at the fact that they are attracted to the person they didn't know the difference. It's a lot of mental, it's mental. So even though I don't agree with it, I can still personally understand it, because it's like, that's how, you know, like, that's how it is. You get what I'm saying? So I just want girls to know that it's beauty and strength in owning your identity. And you know, when hustling and shit, you get what I'm saying? You trying to make it, you trying to eat, you get what I'm saying? Like, you trying to get your coins for the night, you hungry, you get what I'm saying? And you might hit the strip and get you a little John that don't know your tea, you get what I'm saying? Like, ain't like, because I've been in a situation where I almost lost my life, you get what I'm saying? I truly did. Like, and the shit fucked me up, you know? But in the midst of that happening, I still felt empathy for the person, because I can understand what you're going through. I can understand what you're going through, in a sense. Like, I can't relate, but I can understand. You get what I'm saying? Like a person mindset at, because in their head, they thinking that they having sex with a female. And though we are of the female experience, for me, I know that transgenders and females are totally different. You get what I'm saying? And I respect that, you know, like, it's beauty in that. Like, okay, y'all, I think I'm getting it. We're gonna see what happens. So yeah, so I could, like, there's no competition in that, and there's so much beauty for me in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in my lane, you in your lane. You know what I'm saying? You doing what you doing, honey. No need to compete where you can't compare. And that's on both fronts. You get what I'm saying? So I'm cool with that. But I know a lot of other trans women don't have that same mindset, in a sense. And that's okay. Like, what makes me shit ain't meant for you to shit. So my way of thinking don't have to be your way of thinking. You know, that's perfectly fine. I'm just sharing my, you know, view on shit. So for me, that keeps me at peace. You get what I'm saying? It's like, I know my shit good. But, well, actually, it's great. I just feel as though that, like, if it's survival, you get what I'm saying? Survival meaning you sex working, you get what I'm saying? Or you, like, for me, that's the only, like, true thing I could see it for. It's just, like, sex working type shit. Or in, like, a dire emergency. But I don't condone, like, I wouldn't, you know, recommend doing that. Because at the end of the day, that's a slippery slope. You get what I'm saying? And you never really know how things can play out. You get what I'm saying? We can all hope and have faith for the best. You know? But we really don't know how things is going to play out. Especially in situations like that. You don't know how that affects people. Like, I still deal with shit from my childhood. And I'm 30. My childhood was what? What? 7, 8 until 15. So from that era there and there, I still deal with, like, that shit still affects me now in my 30s, and that's years later. So things and trauma can affect people, and you might not think, we might not think we're, okay, because I have to be real about the situation, and that's not y'all. We may not think that we're inflicting trauma, but we are. We really, really are. So I just want to tell the girls just to be careful and to be safe and just to also elevate and find a new mindset. Hopefully, just like child and find a new mindset to allow you to grow, you know, and allow you to look at shit differently and know that us as trans females, we have our own shit. Like, shit is getting better for us. We have our, like, we have people who admire us, and it's not just there for sexual gratification. You know what I'm saying? That we don't have to be somebody come towel at 2-3 o'clock in the morning type shit. You get what I'm saying? It's like the times are changing. It's not as taboo as it was before. We can actually go out on dates, and people actually want to, you know, be with us in a more traditional setting, opposed of, you know, a come towel, a late night call. You get what I'm saying? Like, so we don't have to sell ourselves short for short-lived gratification. You know, because that gratification is short-lived. Because guess what? Once you finish doing what you're doing with that one person, honey, you still got the world to deal with. Okay? So, it's like, you got to, like, just feel good on the inside, you know? And when you, and I, listen, it took me a long time to get there. You know what I'm saying? Like, getting my breast implants and shit, like, that definitely helped within my confidence. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, regardless if you see, like, regardless of what or whatever, honey, you see the progress. You see where the fuck this shit going. Okay? And that makes me feel awesome, you know, on the inside. But shit, you know, like, I understand. I just wanted to share that message with y'all and shit. And I just wanted y'all to just be a little bit more empathetic and just be a little bit more aware and just know that these things have consequences and that, like, everybody's not even everybody, but people, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, bash somebody or I'm not going to bash anybody. I'm not going to bash you if you do it. I'm not going to bash you I'm not gonna bash you if you, you know, you trick men and making them think that you're a cisgender female. And I'm not gonna bash you if the cisgender man, and I'm not gonna bash them if the cisgender man happens to kill you. It's just the reality of the situation at hand, you know? So, it was just placed on me to speak on this. So I just wanted to speak on this or whatever. And just let, you know, us girls know, like, it's okay. You don't have to, you know, like, we're, like, okay? We are great as women are great. We're just all great differently, but equally. You know, and there's men who only want to swim in our ponds. And there's men who only want to swim in cisgender females' ponds, you know? So, I just wanted to share that message with y'all. You get what I'm saying? Share this to the people who you know is, who may, you know, be going through this or may... could benefit from this message, could benefit from just knowing, you know, and just getting a different mindset and, you know, conception of it, because it's so, like, you know, when you're a female or whatever, somebody, oh, not even a female, but when somebody comes and talks to you about some shit who ain't been in your shit, it's harder to relate to it, you know? It's like, oh, what the fuck you know? You ain't know. It's like somebody who has been sober all their life or who haven't done any, like, you know, any mood enhancements type of things, talking to somebody who does drugs. It's like, it's hard to relate to that because it's like it's no common ground. But see, me being a transgender woman and me being able to, you know, tell my experience and, you know what I'm saying, it might help them be like, okay, you're not going to understand that a little bit more now, because I know it's hard out here for us. It's hard. It's hard. And the thing about it is, like, it does get easier, but it's always a battle. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, shit is hard. Shit is hard. We just always got to take a second to think. You get what I'm saying? We got to take a second to think. We got to take a second to process shit. And just, you know. You know, you know. But anyway, y'all, I love y'all very much. Again, I want to wish y'all much prosperity. And remember, we all come from greatness. You get what I'm saying? We all come from greatness. So we're all great. And until next time, hopefully both of my segments go up. But until next time, y'all, it's the motherfucking ghetto mother, motherfucking mother goose. And I'll be back later.